Welcome, my friend. For the past 3.5 years, I've been watching digital marketing from the sidelines, crippled by fears, doubts, and insecurities. That all ends today. Join me as I go from $0 online to multi-million dollar tech company in just a few short years. I'm Michael Abdo, and you are now listening to Startup Secrets. All right, I am back with another episode. Yes. What happened? So I was recording and I lost complete track of time. And on my last episode, what happened is there's apparently only a half hour record limit. So I was going deep. I wasn't paying attention to anything, but the audio cut me off, as you can tell. And I was just like, you know what? I spoke my heart out for the day. So I uploaded what there was, but I wanted to make sure that I came back and I finished completing, I completed. There we go. Let's go. I completed my thoughts and what I was sharing about where I left off was talking about the cycle and how it's either a downward spiral or it's an upward cadence and a building of momentum, right? It's either positive or negative momentum, but it's either one or the other. And I truly believe this, not just for myself, but I believe this for anybody. I believe this is a law of life. Just like gravity is a law of physics. Just you have the three laws of physics with Newton, and I'm not even going to try because I don't remember them all. You have chemical laws, right? You have all these different laws. And I believe that this cycle is a law of life. And what it is it's about vulnerability. It's about telling the truth. It's about being honest, not just with yourself, but with those around you, and not just with like two or three people who can like keep the skeleton in the closet, but like complete open vulnerability of this is who I am and embracing that in its totality. And there's wisdom with knowing who to tell and when to tell and what to say, you know, what details to go into, that sort of thing. But in all of it, like not being held back by fear. And that's really what it was, because the cycle that I've been into, that I've been a part of up until this point, has been, I've been in a bad position. We'll start there, right? I've been in a bad position. And I say bad, like I've been in debt. I've done things that I'm not proud of. I've, whether I meant to or not, I've hurt people. I've stepped outside my boundaries in relationships, whether it's, you know, coming home too soon before giving proper warning or asking permission before I do something, you know, things like this. I'm in a bad place, quote unquote, right? And in order to protect myself, in order to protect my image, I don't tell other people. Maybe it's just between me and the person I offended. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's when I've been tempted by giving into lust and looking at pornography. Maybe that position, I'm full of shame. It's full of guilt. Whatever reason, I want to protect myself so I don't tell anybody. And because I don't tell anybody, then it doesn't become real to me, and it doesn't become real to others. It's all just in my head, right? And because it's not real to others, and because it's not real to me, then I don't end up following through on that. I don't take action on that because it's not real. It's just a thought. It's just something in my head. And because I don't take action or follow through, what happens is I end up in a worse position than I was before. And because I'm in a worse position then, then I want to protect myself more, my image, so I don't tell, so I don't do anything about it, and it's just a downward cycle. You see how that works? So let me think of an example here. I'll just use finances, as that's kind of been the curator of this whole conversation, right? So finances. After College Pro Painters, after I did my exterior residential franchise, after I got done painting people's houses, is what it was, outside of people's houses, I was very low on income. So I was in a bad position. But I wanted to keep this image that I had always had, that, you know, I had the money I could spend when I wanted. I could spend it on what I wanted. I could give people gifts. I could buy things at events. I could buy extra food, like whatever I wanted. I had that anonymity. I had that control. I had that those resources at my disposal. And so I wanted to keep that image. So I didn't tell people about my financial situation. I don't know if anybody knew, maybe my parents, maybe my brothers. But because I didn't tell them, it wasn't real to them, and it wasn't real to me. And so in my mind, I was like, as long as other people think that I'm doing well financially, then I'm doing well financially. And so I didn't take any steps to maintain finance or to advance financially. And because of that, I went into increasingly more and more debt. I was increasingly more and more slothful and lazy. And because of that, that put me in a worse and worse financial position. But I still had to protect myself. So I still didn't tell anyone. And it became an increasingly larger problem where I had to lie. I had to have more and more white lies. And I had to have these bigger schemes and these, you know, a bigger protection because I was digging myself in a deeper hole. And so it was like I kept digging myself deeper, deeper, but I kept standing on my tippy toes trying to be like, I'm okay. Like my head's above ground, you know? Until it got to this point where it's like, no more. No more. And when you get to that point of no more, you're like, I will not stay here. I will rise to a higher standard. And when you get to that, it becomes real to you, your circumstances, your situation. Like it clicks. And when that happens, it becomes real to you. And then you tell that to other people. And so it becomes real among multiple people. And because of that, then you're challenged to follow through. And when you do follow through, then you slowly start to dig yourself out of that hole. And that's the cycle. You're in a better position. And so you want to tell people, you're like, hey, I'm doing better financially than I was a month ago. And it's not like a prideful, like, look at your boy. No, it's like, hey, if I can do this, you can do this too. It's like, hey, look at the grace that I've been given. Look at how I've been blessed. Look how grateful I am for the opportunity, for the resources, for the tools, for the people who are helping me. And when you tell people, and when you make that known, then you're more likely to follow through because it's more real in your mind and the minds of those around you. And when you follow through, then you end up in a better position, which makes you more likely to want to tell people. And it's the same cycle, just oscillating upward instead. And so I wrote here, I want to tell them everything. I want to tell them everything. And right next to that, I said, it scares them. It scares me. Why? Because I'm afraid of not being enough Because I'm not enough, I'm not loved. Let me say that again. I'm afraid of not being enough, of not being significant enough, of not being enough. Because of that, that I won't be loved. And the thing is, that's the same for all of us, right? You're afraid, well, I can't speak on your behalf, but I'm sure that there's people who are afraid of, well, if someone goes and tries and does big things, well, then I'm going to look like a loser. And then that means I'm not enough. Because I'm not enough, I'm not going to be loved. And I'm sick and tired of that lie running my life. I was not enough. I never was enough, and I never will be enough. And yet, God and His great pleasure made me an image bearer. And because I was an image bearer, God, out of His grace and His mercy and His love and His kindness, saw it to be good favor to come down as a man and die at the hands of His creation for me, for you. So I look at this and I look that I wrote, I'm afraid that I'm not being enough. And that if I'm not enough, that I won't be loved. And it is impossible for me to believe that I am not enough. And look at the risen Christ and see the wounds in His hands. It's impossible. Those wounds in His hands that He bears silences the voices of any voice that says you're not enough or you're not loved. The holes in His hands and in His side silence them. And so all of this that I share from last episode to this episode . It's been so liberating these last couple of days. I don't know who's listening to this. I don't know if anybody will. I don't know what they'll think. That was one of my fears. I'm afraid of what they'll think. I'm afraid of, like, who will listen to me, you know? And the fact of the matter is, like, maybe no one does. Maybe everyone does. Regardless, I want to be all that God made me to be. And to do that, I believe that I have to be forthright in telling. Maybe not always in detail, but forthright in telling where I am at and where I want to be. And so that's why we're here. That's the name of the game. This is just documenting the journey, man. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be on this journey. It's an honor and privilege to have your time. I don't take it for granted. I'm honored. And I'm blessed. to be where I'm at right now at the epicure of something amazing. And just to be a part of that is a true, true honor. So, thank you, my friend, for joining me today on the podcast. I'll probably record another one just about some thoughts that I've been having and where we're at in the business. So, all right, till next time. Take care. Bye. Oh. Yo, I almost forgot. I wanted to include this in this episode. My brother and I were talking, it was yesterday, talking on the phone, and he was just asking about, hey, you know, I saw your podcast, I listened to it, like, I appreciate what you were saying, and just curious, like, it sounds like you're starting to take action on a lot of things that you haven't in the past. And I was like, yeah, that's true. And he was just kind of asking about how that all came about and how that came to being. And another thing that I've been afraid of with this podcast is people misunderstanding my intentions. And I know that's a really difficult thing for me to be able to manage or control. Like, I can say this is why I'm doing this, and people can believe it or they cannot. So I've almost avoided like talking a bunch about why or this sort of stuff, you know? But I thought the conversation that John and I had yesterday was really helpful for me to understand. And that was the idea of how I've grown over the years and how I've gotten to a place where I've never been before in my life, that I'm comfortable and I'm okay with doing this. I'm not like, yeah, like it's a party. I'm not like super hyped, but I'm like, this is a good thing that I want to do. And it starts really back just when I was a young lad, when I was just a kid. And the way that I understood and I saw my relationships with others were like, to me and my brothers, like, I want to be just like them. We're all the same. Like, I don't need anything else in life. We're good to go, you know? And as I grew older, I began to realize, I was like, okay, me and my brothers aren't exactly like each other. Like, they have preferences and they go about things certain ways and they have certain values and certain things they stand for that I don't. And it's like, well, I'm okay with, you know, spontaneity and having a lot of like just randomness and not going the conventional route, where they're more like, hey, let's do what's true and tried. Let's do what's proven. Let's keep stability, that sort of thing. So I start to see this and I was like, okay, I'm not like my brothers, and really I'm not like everybody else. Like, I'm different. And so having that thought, I was like, okay, who's right? You know, like, they're saying one thing, this is the best way, and I'm saying this is the best way. Like, who's right? And clearly I was not wrong. So that meant I had to be right, you know? So I was like, okay. And that was during my high school years. And that was also during the time where I hardened my heart against God. And because of that, I was pretty much just like two middle fingers to the world. I was like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm right. Y'all are wrong. And, you know, later. And I went about that for 3 years, and it destroyed me, destroyed my soul, destroyed my mind, destroyed my relationships with my church, with my brothers, with my parents, and got to a point where I was like, all right, God, I can't keep running from you, you know? No matter how far, how fast I run, you will always be one step more than me. You will never relent. And it was like in that moment where I was like, I give up. I give up completely. And so then I got to a place in my life where I had to reconcile. I was like, okay, I still understand and I see I'm different than everybody else. And yet I'm supposed to live in community, in unity, and not just unity, but oneness of mind and spirit, especially with the body, like with the body of Christ, but like supposed to live and love in unison with these people. I was like, how does that work? And so for the past probably three and a half years, the way that I've solved that has been just being a people pleaser, or just telling white lies, or just if conflict came up, you know, it's not a big deal, and sweeping it under the rug. Or if there was something where I disagreed with someone, I would just, you know, swallow my pride and take one for the team. If there was, you know, something that I did that I was ashamed of, you know, I would tell a little white lie. You know, just these things that weren't necessarily like explicitly wrong, but what was happening is I wasn't able to be fully and totally who God was making me to be, right? And so since moving up here to Madison, I am so thankful for the brothers and sisters here who love the Word of God, who love truth, who are willing to have hard conversations, even when it hurts, even when it's uncomfortable, and who love one another at a depth of love that I hadn't experienced consistently. And that depth of love is like, I start to see that. I was like, man, these people love truth. And they hold on to the truth. And I thank the Lord I have become infected with that same thing. And it's come to the extent where I don't want any lies in my life. And I don't want to tell some people truth, some truth, and some people some other truth. Not that they're in contradiction, but like, if I'm going to be the fullness of who God is making me to be, I want to be that in every place, in every moment, at every time, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of those who are there. I want to have that. I want to be who God has made me to be. Not put on a front, not act, not, you know, withhold some of the truth if I know someone's not going to like it. You know, there's wisdom and there's maturity and there's ways to go about speaking the truth, right? When and to what extent, what are the details, where, you know, logistical things like that. But at its core, I want there to be light shining in every place of me. And I want to be open and vulnerable and be like, hey, this is what I'm afraid of, and expose that fear in light. You know what I mean? And so from that, I can be free of these burdens of fear, these burdens of insecurities, of doubts, of selfishness, of pride, of arrogance, as I'm exposing these things and saying openly for whoever wants to listen. Some people will, some people won't. But for me and my freedom, it really is for my freedom to be able to say, hey, here's what's up. And I hope and I pray that from that vulnerability and from that honesty, that would be a challenge for other people, that would be an encouragement for other people, of them saying, hey, I see how that depth of vulnerability, how God has worked in Michael's life through that. I want something similar, if not that same thing. And so I don't want to do this to boast. I don't want to do this to be like, look at me. I don't want to do this to shame other people or to try and exalt myself and look down at other people. I don't want to do this to try and fit a mold that other people have for my life. But I want to do this in order that the truth of my life be known to whoever wants to know it. That I have nothing to hide, that I have nothing to fear, that I am standing upon the solid rock, which is the Word of God, and that from that place I cannot be shaken. And I don't know what this podcast will become or what it will turn into. It's really just what I would say on my journal entries and just putting it out in the public. So, yeah, I wanted to share that that is thoughts on my intention and why I'm doing this. And that was really good for me to walk through with my brother and to really get a deeper understanding of that. So thank you so much, my friend, for joining. Until next time, take care. Want more startup secrets? First, follow me on all major social media. Then, be a part of our movement by joining our elite Facebook community, Personality Marketers. Finally, go to michaelabdo.com to find our newest and hottest offer.